Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Back to the Lions stuff in the noon hour. Very, very impressive win yesterday at Washington. Lions 6-3. Big game tonight. Green Bay hosting Philly. Lions can move into first place in the NFC North. What a difference a week makes. And then the huge showdown coming up on Sunday night. Lions in Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, the favorite team to get out of the National Football Conference. But Lions back on track. The back-to-back loss thing just doesn't happen here. Not here in Detroit. And we'll talk about it. I'm sure Dan Campbell will speak about it with the morning show tomorrow. And we'll talk about it with Jared Goff tomorrow as well. Goff joins us at 10:30 as per usual. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? Scott, Jeff Passan, recently, MLB writer for ESPN with Dan Patrick. Oh, I'm sorry, Rich Eisen. Was it Rich Eisen?
Rich Eisen.
My apologies. Talking about Tarek Skubal, said something I hadn't heard yet. I'm wondering where this is coming from. I wonder where Passan got this, how true it is. And here's what he had to say about Tarek Skubal and the Tigers. Okay, Tarek Skubal wants to stay here, huh? That's interesting. It seems like the bulk of the reporting on this is to imply that he's as good as gone. This is a reporter that came out and is saying he wants to stay in Detroit. And I got to tell you, I'm wondering where he got this from and how true it is. Do you think he wants to stay in Detroit?
I think he'd love to stay in Detroit. But his agent's running around the show. So it's one of these things where, great, he may want to stay in Detroit, but Scott Boras, that I don't think that'll even come into the calculus of what's going to happen with the situation. I don't even think that registers with Scott Boras. Scott Boras is all about getting his client the best deal possible.
You would think, though, that the client ultimately is in charge.
Of course. You know, that's the idea, and yet we'll see. I mean, I would love to think that if the Tigers came with a competitive offer, let's say the Tigers offered $350 million, and the free agent, he knows that he can get $400 million in the free agent market. All right, $50 million, that's a big gap, right? Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, you're talking between $350 and $400. I mean, it's not. Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about the kind of thing that every fan says, I could live off the $350.
Yeah, but how often do you see this happen where they take the hometown discount? It just doesn't happen that much. I mean, it happens with in hockey, crazily enough, with Connor McDavid. But even then, Connor McDavid took a two-year deal to give Edmonton a chance to win over the next 2 years, and then free agency will hit, and he'll cash in at that point. But he's still making big coin this year. But baseball is a little different. I mean, I'd feel a lot better about it if Tarek Skubal were, you know, afterwards when people had cameras and microphones in his face, and he just flat out said, I love it here in Detroit. I'm hoping we can stay here. We can work something out. But that's not what was ever said. No. Instead, it was the opposite. It was punt, and nope, I'm just taking myself out of it. It's, you know, I don't handle that stuff. My agent handles that stuff. And as soon as you go into that mode, that
you're distancing yourself from the decision.
Yeah, regardless of how much you like it here, and yes, the Tigers took a chance on this guy, and you know they've dealt with his arm issues and all that, and they stood by him, and here he is, and you know he's been the Cy Young Award winner probably back to back, and when they announced the second one, and all that's great, but you know he did hire Scott Boras for a reason. As optimistic as I want to be, or as I really want to be about this, I have a hard time thinking that he's going to get a deal done with the Tigers unless the Tigers do something really creative or really outrageous. The outrageous is go ahead and offer him the, you know, 8-year, $400 million deal now. And the creative thing would be say, okay, look, we understand that we got this collective bargaining agreement that's coming up and we there's uncertainty there. How about we just give you a 2-year extension right now? We'll rip up, you know, you'll play this year for $50 million. You'll play next year for $50 million. And then we're going to go into we'll think about free agency after that.
So I have a couple thoughts on this Passan report and where this is coming from. Almost all of the reporting on this has led to what feels like logical conclusions that Tarek Skubal will not be re-signing in Detroit and that other teams are now putting together trade offers to try and get him. There's a couple possibilities here. One is that the client has stepped up and said, hey, this is getting a little out of control. I don't necessarily want to leave. Let's float some information out there that I don't necessarily want to leave. Like, let's let them know that I don't necessarily want to leave, that maybe deep down he doesn't want to leave and hopes to sign with Detroit and hopes to coax an offer out of Detroit before they just go straight to trading him. You know, let it be known. Hey, we will consider an offer now if you make one. Or two, the Skubal camp's trying to save face and doesn't want like to come across as the bad guy here that just wants out. Could be that too. Here's more from Jeff Passan on what's next for the Tigers and Tarek Skubal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's where they are, unfortunately. I mean, of all the scenarios that can play itself out, I feel like him playing this year and getting to free agency is the least likely thing.
When we do Twitter polls, what are the best Twitter polls we can do?
When we get equal response?
Right. I kind of feel like if we were to do a Twitter poll and have like three different scenarios, the Tigers should trade Skubal before you lose him for nothing.
Right.
The Tigers should sign him at all costs. Or the Tigers should try to sign him, but risk losing him for nothing by playing out this season.
Keeping him this coming season.
I think you'd have pretty close on all three of those.
It's a great idea that we might do in the future. Because I think you might be right. It's a
you can make an argument for each one of those scenarios that makes sense. Like, do what the Dodgers did. Go spend money. Or, hey, you're not going to be able to sign him, so might as well trade him, get as much as you can in trade. Or, get the haul. Or, you know, I'm going to still make some signings in free agency this offseason, and we're just going to run with it for another year with Tarek Skubal and hope to win the World Series.
We've heard a lot of that stuff. This is the first time publicly we've had a reporter come out and say that Tarek Skubal actually wants to stay in Detroit. So, you can put that in, make note of it moving forward. So what you think the Tigers should do, or whether or not they actually still have a chance to strike a deal with this guy. Because I'm not going to say I've eliminated that from my thought process, but that rekindled something that had kind of been dormant. I hadn't really been thinking much about them getting a deal done with Skubal. 248-539-9797. All right, get back to some Lions stuff, including the best thing we saw Sunday in the win over Washington at 12:05. Champ and chump votes continue to come in. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.